The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Shino Tanikawa and Majora Carter have been friends for a long time. Majora is an urban revitalization strategy consultant, real estate developer, and Peabody Award-winning broadcaster. She is responsible for the creation and successful implementation of numerous green infrastructure projects, policies, and job training and placement systems. Shino promotes green infrastructure and soil and water quality education, research, and policy while heading up the New York Soil and Water Conservation District. They're both committed to environmental well-being and community development, but when they recorded this conversation, they wanted to talk about the connections between climate, race, and privilege. Shino begins the conversation.
So I've known you for, I think we figured out, 15 years or so, right?
Wow.
And back when I first met you, I was fully engaged in the environmental work.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I've gotten involved with more education work as well, right? And then somewhere along the way, I've started to realize that this environmental problem we have, climate change, resource extraction, depletion, and all that, has a really deep fundamental connection to racism.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think that if the issues that disproportionately affect people that are poor, people that are of color, if they were affecting richer and whiter people, we really wouldn't be having the issues that we're having right now. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. What we have to do now is come up with solutions that allow those folks to also be a part of that solution. And that was one of the reasons why I didn't think that just talking about hugging trees was really going to help anybody. So the more we can figure out programs, policies, projects that provide people with a sense of dignity all around, then we've got something good going on.
But racism is a difficult conversation.
Oh.
It's much easier to talk about you should recycle, you shouldn't throw things away. It's much harder to talk about addressing racism mm-hmm. in connection to the environmental problems.
Yeah. And part of it is our fault. We don't show that we care about the issues of who's really impacted by the fact that our climate is changing, that we're not adapting as quickly to a world that's going to make life more and more difficult for poor people. So guess what? People are thinking, that's a long time away from now. I don't really need to care. And y'all are going to your cute little conferences and it means absolutely nothing to me.
I agree.
We're
a little too preachy
mm-hmm.
too often, and sometimes we don't lead by example,
no.
right? I mean, if you own a car and if you're driving, you can't be telling people not to drive.
Yeah.
Growing up, my mother used to tell me how privileged I was and how spoiled I was and how seemingly ungrateful I was of my privilege. So I have this guilt that I am trying to eliminate by doing good work.
Did you just hear what you said? You're giving away your privilege. You use your privilege in order to help people.
Right.
Most people, one, don't acknowledge they have privilege. And so they're not using it for anyone's benefit. Okay. So the fact that you are using it, that's a very powerful thing because you're doing something with it. You put your brain, your heart in your actions. And I find that incredibly brave. And I know it's not easy. And
no.
I just love you for it. I really
and
do.
Coming from you, that means the world to me. And I'm not going to cry.
Oh, well, speak for yourself.
Really, I mean, to have you talk about me that way.
It's true. It's very
Thank
true.
You. thank you.
No, really.
And it means a lot. It really does.
People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impacts Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.